North Yorkshire Safeguarding Adults Board, Annual Report 2020 to 2021, Easy Read Summary. This is the Easy Read Summary of the Annual Report of the North Yorkshire Safeguarding Adults Board. This annual report tells you about the work that the Board has done between the 1st of April 2020 and the 31st of March 2021. The North Yorkshire Safeguarding Adults Board works with organisations in North Yorkshire to make sure that adults with care and support needs are kept safe. Safeguarding means protecting people from abuse and neglect. Abuse is when someone does or says something that frightens you or causes you harm. Neglect is when your care and support needs are not being met. Abuse and neglect are wrong. People should be as independent as possible and make choices about how they want to live and still be safeguarded. The North Yorkshire Safeguarding Adults Board is made up of lots of different organisations, including the police, hospitals, North Yorkshire County Council, and health and care providers. The board also has legal responsibilities. These are things that they must do. One of these things is to write a report every year about what it has done. This is called an annual report. The board must also have a plan for what it will do for the next year to keep people safe. You can find an easy read version and audio version of our plan for 2021 to 2023 on our website at https://www.safeguardingadults.co.uk/strategic-priorities. All organisations have a duty to work together to keep people safe from abuse and neglect. We also want to make sure that adults who are abused or neglected are asked how they want to be kept safe in the future. This is called making safeguarding personal. We want all of our partners to work this way too and tell us how they do this. What the board has done in 2020 to 2021. Keeping people safe during the COVID pandemic. This year, the North Yorkshire Safeguarding Adults Board and the organisations we work with have worked very hard to keep people safe during the COVID pandemic. Lots of people were very poorly because of COVID. This meant hospitals and social care services like care homes and supported living were really busy. For some, this meant we had to change the way we cared for and supported people. Although there were changes, it was still important that the people we care for and support were kept safe. We know that lots of people in communities looked out for their neighbours, friends and loved ones. They did things like do their shopping, collect medicines and prescriptions, take them to appointments, and even check on them to make sure they were doing okay. This is a really kind thing to do. Although the pandemic has been really hard, people have looked out for each other. We would like to say a big thank you to everyone for looking after each other and making sure adults in North Yorkshire were kept safe. What other things has the board worked on in 2020 to 2021? We have made some 1-minute guides, also called OMGs. These give information to professionals about different topics like information sharing. We are looking at making public-facing accessible versions of these guides too. We also carried out a safeguarding adult review about someone called Anne. A safeguarding adult review looks at what organisations could have done differently to stop someone from being harmed or dying. The report about Anne made recommendations to the North Yorkshire Safeguarding Adults Board and organisations it works with. These recommendations tell us things we need to do and learn from to make sure other people are kept safe from harm. At the beginning of 2021, we started to carry out an engagement project across North Yorkshire. We have engaged with lots of people so far, such as adults with care and support needs, families, friends and carers, advocates, people who work in care and support, care home staff and residents, local communities, and people who are hard to reach. We want to find out what people want to hear from the North Yorkshire Safeguarding Adults Board and how they want to hear from us. But we also want to find out what people want to tell us and how they want to tell us this. We hope that by engaging with lots of people we can do a number of things, including update the information we share with people so they know how to keep themselves and others safe, continue to look at ways we can work together to co-produce accessible information for all, make the way we engage with people across North Yorkshire better, and listen to people to hear what they want and make sure that we act on it. This engagement work will finish in September 2021. From the feedback that people give us, we will make some plans to improve the information we share and the way we engage. We will work with people and communities across North Yorkshire to do this. Safeguarding Week 2020. Safeguarding Week took place in June 2020. Because of COVID restrictions, we couldn't go out to meet people to talk about safeguarding. Instead, we shared lots of messages and information online and on social media. People from the North Yorkshire County Council, Health and many others gave advice on what you should do if you or someone you know has been abused or neglected. Lots of people used the information we shared. They said that the information that we shared was very useful and there was a lot of helpful information to understand what to do to keep themselves and others safe. What else did the North Yorkshire Safeguarding Adults Board do last year? We started to produce our board meeting minutes in an easy read format. This way, more people can access what the North Yorkshire Safeguarding Adults Board are working on. People told us that they like the minutes in easy read format. We hope this encourages other organisations to make their minutes and information accessible too. We've also worked really closely with the North Yorkshire Safeguarding Children Partnership and Community Safety Partnership. Working together means we can share ideas and information with each other to help keep people safer in their areas. What are we going to do in 2021 to 2022? We will continue to work closely with communities in North Yorkshire to keep people safe. We will be updating our website and keeping safe resources to make them more accessible. We will be asking our partners to do the same and show us how they have done this. We will host an online event for Safeguarding Week 2021 for professionals and members of the public. We are going to look at developing training for members of the public. We will also look at how self-advocates can help us to produce this. We will be working with different groups in North Yorkshire to co-produce accessible information about the Mental Capacity Act and what that means for people. The Mental Capacity Act is a law. It puts rules in place for people who are 16 years old or older and may not be able to make some decisions. Examples of things that they can't decide may include about where they live, what support they need, or how to manage their money. Dorset Advocacy have made a really helpful easy read guide about Liberty Protection Safeguards, sometimes called LPS. It also has information about the Mental Capacity Act. You can find it here at www.dorsetadvocacy.co.uk/wp-content/uploads/2021/08/liberty-protection-easy-read.pdf. We will work with groups and communities to find new and accessible ways to share information with people to keep themselves and others safe from abuse and neglect. We will be doing a lot of work to look at what we can learn from the coronavirus. This will include supporting organisations and communities. We would like to say another big thank you to everyone who has been involved with our work over the last year. We really look forward to working with you next year to continue to keep adults in North Yorkshire safe. how to contact us about this report. You can write to us at North Yorkshire Safeguarding Adults Board, Health and Adult Services, North Block, County Hall, North Allerton, DL78DD. You can email us at nysab@northyorks.gov.uk. And you can also visit our website, www.safeguardingadults.co.uk. This easy read summary was made using photo symbols.